from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting horrifying stabbings in the West Bank. The United Nations Security Council has scheduled an emergency meeting for Monday to discuss the recent spate of violence between Israelis and Palestinians, the most brutal fighting between the rivals in years. Clashes erupted late Saturday in the Old City of Jerusalem, where hundreds of Muslim men defiantly held evening prayers outside after being denied entrance to the holy site Muslims call Noble Sanctuary and Jews call Temple Mount. Earlier in the day, Israeli officials said they searched the West Bank home of a Palestinian attacker who broke into a home and stabbed to death three Israelis during their dinner. Two of the victims died Friday soon after the attack in the area known as Nev Suf, north of Ramallah. Another victim died later in the day. The assailant was shot by Israeli police and is hospitalized in Israel. He has been identified as 20-year-old Omar Alabed. Officials have arrested his brother, searched his family home in the West Bank, and taken steps to have it demolished. Several hundred people were gathered in front of the presidential palace in Warsaw on Saturday to protest plans by the populist ruling party to put the Supreme Court and the rest of the judicial system under the party's political control. The protest was part of wider demonstrations which broke out across Poland. Poland's Senate has approved a controversial new law that amounts to an overhaul of the Supreme Court despite criticism from the European Union. Tomasz Gromadka was one of those protesting.
We are all in danger, totally. Every citizen is in danger now. Because now they are taking cars, then they will take media, they will take everything. But we have still streets. This is our power. I think we should do whatever we can.
This